Joining me today is Jim McDonald, author of the article Broiler Producers Search for Alternatives to Antibiotics in the December 2009 issue of Amber Waves. Jim, let's start by discussing why broiler producers use antimicrobial drugs like antibiotics.
All right, well, they really use them for three big purposes. They use antibiotics for disease treatment, that is, for sick animals. They also use them for two other purposes, particularly in poultry industry as well as in the hog industry. Antibiotics are fed in small, what are called subtherapeutic doses, routinely in feed and water to the animals. And the purposes for feeding those small doses is both to prevent disease as opposed to treating it, and to promote faster growth in the animals, that is, to allow them to absorb feed more easily and more rapidly and convert it into meat.
The controversy surrounding the use of antibiotics in poultry and livestock isn't new, but can you discuss why there are concerns?
Yes, Kathy. It's part of a much larger concern related to increases in antibiotic-resistant bacteria broadly in the population. According to the U.S. Center for Disease Control, increased antibiotic resistance is one of the world's most pressing human health problems today because the growing number of illnesses for which traditional antibiotic treatments are becoming ineffective. In turn, increased resistance led to a focus on the current usage of antibiotics, both in animal health practices and in human health practices, because some of those current practices may be breeding increased resistance among bacteria.
So the antibiotics that we're using in poultry and hog production are the same antibiotics that are used for human health as well?
Some of them are very close to the antibiotics used in human health, and there's also concern that some of the pathogens that we're trying to treat with those antibiotics can breed into pathogens that are also dangerous to human health. Mm-hmm. And so there is a connection between what we're doing in animal health and some human health outcomes.
And obviously the use of antibiotics is under increasing scrutiny here in the United States, but in other countries as well, they've responded, like the European Union, for example.
That's right. The European Union has banned the use of certain types of growth-promoting antibiotics. And since that ban, their total antibiotic use has declined. In the United States, several major retail corporations have announced that they have banning or phasing out the use of growth-promoting antibiotics among their suppliers. Most well-known of that is the McDonald's Corporation, which has announced back in the early 2000s that they're phasing it out among their poultry producers.
Well, your article focuses on how many U.S. producers rely on subtherapeutic antibiotics. Can you tell us what your research shows?
Yes, we surveyed producers for the production year of 2006. And 42% of our respondents told us that they did not use subtherapeutic antibiotics. That's consistent with media reports that tell us that by the beginning of 2006, four major poultry companies that together accounted for 40% of production capacity had phased out the use of those types of antibiotics.
Is there any evidence to show that the trend will continue?
I suspect it's likely that it will continue. It really depends on how effectively producers are able to use alternatives to antibiotics in holding down pathogen populations. There is evidence that they're able to, and there is increased public interest in seeing reductions in antibiotic use. So, yeah, I think it's going to continue to shift towards reduced use of antibiotics.
So you talk about alternatives. What are some of those alternatives that accomplish the same things of preventing disease and promoting growth?
Well, bear in mind, what you're trying to do is to reduce populations of certain types of pathogens in chicken houses. And there's a variety of ways to do it. One way is tighter, more extensive sanitation procedures. That is, once the chickens are removed and sent to the processing plant, places that don't use antibiotics are much more likely to sanitize and disinfect the entire chicken house every time they remove a flock. Places that rely heavily on antibiotics tend to go through several flocks before they clean out the chicken house. So sanitation is one approach. Feeding procedures are another approach. Operations that don't use subtherapeutic antibiotics are much more likely to rely entirely on vegetable sources of feed, that is, corn, soybeans, other types of crops, instead of mixing in animal fats and other animal parts into their feed. They are also more likely to have more extensive investments in ventilation controls in the houses. Each of those things helps reduce pathogen populations. You also find that the operations that are not using subtherapeutic antibiotics are also doing extensive testing in the houses for the presence of pathogens in order to focus their efforts in a tighter way in those houses.
And you mentioned using animal products in feed. So is that then the source of some of the pathogens?
That's likely a source of some pathogens because some of them reside in the animal products. And it's pretty clear that there are that those that don't use antibiotics in their feed are relying extensively on vegetable sources of feed.
And these alternative practices that you're talking about, they're obviously commercially viable if we're seeing this many producers adopting these practices.
I suspect they are. That's where we really don't have good information yet. We don't have strong information on the costs of these alternative sources, although I believe certainly within the poultry companies they have pretty good information by now on it. But the fact that so many operations are shifting over to use some of these alternatives and to reduce their use of antibiotics suggests exactly, yes, that they do appear to be economically viable.
Great. Well, Jim, this has been really interesting, and we thank you for your time today. We'll hope to hear more about your research.
Thanks, Kathy. It's nice talking to you.
I've been speaking today with Jim McDonald, author of the AmberWaves article, Broiler Producers Search for Alternatives to Antibiotics. You can read more about Jim's research in the latest issue of AmberWaves at www.ers.usda.gov/AmberWaves. This is Kathy Lipton. Thank you for listening.